This, ladies and gentlemen, is the shade.
What is up?
What's happening?
This is the shade.
Right here.
On Active FM.
With Gloire.
Me, Sash.
Tabo.
Jeffrey.
David.
You guys, that was nice.
Yeah. Our usual listener was like,
hey, in a nice way.
Jeffrey, what? So we have two guests with us on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Who have introduced themselves. We have Jeffrey and David.
Yeah. Ed Jr.
No.
Okay.
Oh, isn't David Jr.
Yep.
Tabo was thinking you're saying that like, Jr. as well.
I thought Tabo there was like, an imaginary friend.
Are you guys good?
Yes.
Yeah.
You feeling good?
I am.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
And today.
Oh.
Guess who's saying today, today?
Today.
Wow, guess who's saying today, today?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Today we are messing with a very potentially sensitive topic.
Here we go.
Potentially.
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 Okay. Yeah.
We're messing with stereotypes. Stereotypes.
Just to mention, just to say, it's not my type.
It's not your type.
There goes the first joke thrown in from David.
Okay.
So today, we're going to be looking at stereotypes like girls should play with dolls and boys should play with trucks. Boys should be directed to like blue and green. Girls toward red and pink. Boys should not wear dresses or clothes. Yes, that one is true. So basically, we're going to be messing with
stereotypes.
Stereotypes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the interesting part about this one, or the part that the shade wants to focus on today, is that as men or as boys, we have an image of what a girl should be like.
Should be like.
Must be like.
Should be like. Must be like.
Must be like.
Oh. We have an image of what a girl should be like.
Don't ever say the exact same thing.
This is what we have in our heads.
Tabo, I don't think you understand how all works. Do we need to do like a quick English lesson?
Yeah.
Continue, it's fine.
So basically, we have a picture in our heads of what a girl is. You know, tea party. Pink. Shouting. Crying.
Shouting.
Dramatic.
Sad already. Shouting, crying, dramatic.
Yes, yes, tears, you know.
Why do you want to marry girls when that's your picture of them?
Wow.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
That's more of like the sister type.
Yeah.
So everyone except for your sister is not like that.
Well, yeah. I do say we do marry women because they're soft and we like strong.
So thoughts like that. That is what we are challenging.
So where does the shouting? Okay, it's fine. You know what? It's fine. It's cool. Continue.
And so today, Sash, as you are the only female present, we will be putting you to the test.
On behalf of all females everywhere.
On behalf of all females. Definitely. And just to say, Sash has volunteered to do this test. Yeah, by forcing her to do this because she's the only female.
He's lying.
Stay calm.
So we will be putting Sash to the test. But the interesting thing about Sash is that she thinks.
She thinks. What do I think?
That she is not.
She's
in this
different.
Picture that we
different.
Guys picture.
Like she's different.
She says she's not
See,
a crybaby.
This is the problem. This is the problem, right? So you guys, right, have put me as a representative for female everywhere.
Right now, all females are depending on you.
You see. Now, I personally feel like that is a problem, right?
Why?
Because already, like, from the get-go, you guys, like, failed, right? Reason being is, females are very different from one another.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
Are they, though?
Okay, I know females, right?
You do?
Yeah. And I'm a female, so I know females from a female perspective.
So you should know that you do cry for no reason.
Yeah.
Sorry, what? Wow, this is intense.
There we go.
What I'm saying is, if you're going to like put the whole female population on one person, you are stereotyping to the extreme.
Well, I guess in this case, we won't necessarily be putting the exact details, but more from a general perspective, there's something that you guys have in common.
Okay.
So we come as curious minds, you know, wanting to find out.
Curious minds.
The extent.
Curiouser,
you know?
And curiouser.
Why the soft hearts?
Why the soft hearts? David, do you want women to be hard? Like... Okay, anyway, it's fine. Oof. Shall we get started then?
Oh, okay.
We don't have a lot of time.
You thought you were going to tell us how different females are.
No, right. We don't have time for that. That's like a whole 5-hour show on its own, you know?
Okay. Yeah. And so, how are we going to do this now? So, how are we going to test Sash and find out what type of female she is? Is she the stereotypical woman? The soft heart, like David said? Or is she another breed? of female.
Another breed. Perfect word.
Like a pavement special or something. What are you?
So, each guy here, so there's four of us, we've all prepared two questions that we are going to ask Sash, and we are going to hear her answer. And then from that answer, we are going to then rate or judge or determine what type of female she is.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yes, let's go for it.
I'm gonna start with Jeffrey.
You're gonna start with Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you're gonna kick us off with your first question.
My first question is, what do you prefer, a skirt or a trouser?
Me.
Yes.
Ha.
Personally, I have nothing against skirts, but I prefer trousers.
Wow.
Just because they're practical.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. David's choking.
Someone choking there. You okay, David?
Some more time.
Very Jeff.
That was intense. That I like.
That was my first question.
Everyone is like speechless.
Yeah.
Dumbfounded. Uh-huh.
Cool.
David's giving me second.
Some of us are not trying to get cancelled for being, you know.
Okay, David.
Yeah?
You want to ask your first question?
Oh, my first question is, how much time does it take you to get ready in the morning? 5 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes, 1 hour, or obviously 2 hours?
Obviously. Okay, this is a depends question, right? Just because it depends on what... This is going to sound so bad. It depends on how... what I look like by the end of getting ready, if that makes sense. So, like, I'm not a person that puts on makeup every day. So, like, for me, I'd say 5 to 10 minutes. I can get ready in five to ten minutes. Yeah.
I don't believe.
You don't believe it. I suppose you'll never know because you're never going to be with me while I'm getting ready. So, you'll just have to take my word for it. But no, not 2 hours. I've never taken 2 hours on myself to get ready. Personally.
Mm. Ever.
No.
Not even the grandest of occasions.
Then I'd rather go to a hairdresser then, because I'm not...
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Oh!
I'm the person that wants to wash and wear their hair. So I'm not... So, yes, there are girls who would take 2 hours, and I respect them 100% because that is dedication, you know? But I'm not one of those people.
I think in that regard, they should look up to you.
No, I do respect them.
Yeah, we all do.
Because it's a form of grooming that they're prepared to, you know, suffer for.
Endure.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I think as a man, I think it's cool.
So you think every girl takes 2 hours to get ready in the morning? So if they have to leave their house by like 6, they're up at 4.
Who knows the way of women?
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay, this is an easy one.
Thank goodness.
Sash.
I feel like it's not going to be easy. Yes.
What's your go-to outfit? So number one, a dress and high heels. Number two, t-shirt and sweatpants. Number three, jeans and a t-shirt. And number four, something casual.
Go-to for what?
Just your go-to. Like on a regular go-to. Day.
Like what? Something you just whip on.
Like hey, Sash, we're going to the movies. Then you're like, oh, flip. When? Now. Quick, go. Then you go to your outfit.
Can I ask a question? What is the difference between something casual and like jeans and a t-shirt?
I don't know. you know, something casual, you know?
I'd say jeans and a t-shirt. Sweatpants. Okay, if I wear sweatpants, honestly, I feel like... This is going to sound terrible, but I feel like a hobo. So if I'm wearing sweatpants...
okay.
Yeah.
Let me see where sweatpants, yeah.
I said I feel. I don't judge others for wearing sweatpants. Yeah. You can wear sweatpants if you want. Go for it. But personally, yeah.
Just a personal preference.
Mm.
Glory, what question do you have for Sash?
All right. So my question is a bit out of the bracket, you know. But, like, what was your favorite game as a kid? Like, just general. Not video game, but, like, general game that you like to play.
Oh, my goodness. That's a very intense question. As in, like, a...
What was your favorite game?
Game as in not video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, not video game. So but favorite game to
physical
play.
Physical
like,
game.
Yes.
Wow. As a child?
Yeah.
I feel like I have lots of memories of hide and seek.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm going to go just for the sake of not being able to remember much else. Although there was another game. I don't even know what it was called. It was some... You would call out the different names of a ship.
Yeah.
It's very weird. And then you'd have to do certain things based on the call, if that makes sense. I also remember playing that. And then... Sure, this is intense. I remember at school we used to play cops and robbers.
Yeah.
So where you'd have to, you'd all be sitting and then you'd have to look around and then the robber would shoot you.
Yeah.
And then the cop would have to figure out who the robber was.
I'm guessing most of the time you're the cop.
No, they would pick different ones.
Oh.
Yeah. So you'd have to, you either were the cop or you were the robber or you were just like a normal civilian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm going to give those three, yeah.
Cool. Those are cool games. Okay, second round of questions. This time, David, will you kick us off?
Okay. It's quite simple, but I find it intense.
Okay.
How many times do you have to shop a day?
Shop?
Yeah.
Shop. A day?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit much.
Per day?
What type of shopping?
Clothing.
Clothing shop.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay, so we're just doing clothes.
No, you can add any more.
Okay, other shopping isn't like have to as in this is a very intense question. There's pleasurable shopping and then there's have to do shopping because you have to have it, you know. Like if you need toothpaste, you need toothpaste. That's not pleasurable to get. Eat it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So like which shopping are we going? Pleasurable shopping.
I say all.
Okay. A day. I don't shop every day. Do I like shopping? Online shopping, yes. I'm not an in-store shopper.
Question marks on my head.
Oh, okay. Like David's being challenged here. You know?
Yeah.
Like his inner being is being...
No, I'm just being shocked at the answer.
Okay, cool. Jeffrey?
My second question is... What do you enjoy doing the most? First, hanging out with friend. Second, giving my friend makeover. Third, going on a hike. And then last one, watching a movie.
Definitely watching a movie. It's just me.
Like I was waiting for that last
yep.
one.
Like going on a hike, I was like, that's torture. If I'm on a hike, you know there's something wrong. What's wrong? Help me! I've been kidnapped and forced on a hike. That's like the only way you'll find me hiking.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey, do you have a second question?
Okay, my second question is, what is the genre of the last film you watched at the movies?
At the movies?
Yes.
A superhero. It was Black Panther 2.
That's sci-fi.
No.
It's not sci-fi.
Action. Action.
Yeah, Black Panther.
It's not sci-fi.
Yeah. Like superhero movies, a genre of its own. Sort of-ish.
Marvel. No.
It's definitely action. Action would be in there.
Yeah.
I can get the exact genre if you want.
No.
Okay. Action. I'll go with action.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Action adventure. That was the last
we
genre.
Said no. Okay, cool. Sash. You usually do your hair in the morning. A.
A.
That question doesn't make sense.
I'm going to.
Okay, so check. So this is how you.
Okay, are these are the options of how I do my hair
these
in the morning.
These are the options of how you do your hair
in the morning. I get it. Yeah.
Alright, cool.
A.
A. Leave it down, but fix it to look really nice. Or B. Up in a ponytail. Or C. Just down.
This is a very intense question. So if I could, right, I'd have my hair up all the time.
So up is like ponytail.
Up is out of the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ponytail.
Highlight. Yeah. No, just out of face. The way. So like you turn and your hair's not like hitting people.
Oh.
Which has happened before. Yeah. But then my mother prefers it down. So I'll like walk out. She's like, take your hair out. And then, yeah. But I'm constantly looking for a type thing. Like today I even asked a friend, can I please have a type thing? That's a hair tie for those. I call it a type thing. Yeah. So I left my house with my hair loose and currently it is tied.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is. She's not lying.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair is tight. Okay, so guys, judging from the answers that you guys have all got, I want us to give a short description of our findings. Does Sash fit the typical stereotypical girl in your head?
Basically, what we're answering here is how much do you guys know girls?
No.
Because yes. I am a female. So you cannot say...
Just a different type one.
Oh, okay. Fine. You don't know all types of girls.
No, we have the idea.
No, don't. I've already given up there. Okay. So I'm going to start with David. What do you think? Type of girl is Sash?
Out of the box. Totally not what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
Not the... Girly girl. Girl. Mm-hmm.
So she's not
the.
What?
Not the tea party.
Not the tea party.
Not the 2 hour.
Not the two hour.
But the 5 minutes.
And as well, not the my hair. I can't go out with my hair like this. If you understand, like they have to spend the 2 hours.
Amen. There's one person who gets with me.
Yeah. Mm. Thank God. Yes. That's my conclusion. Out of the box.
Out of the box, girl. Okay, Jeffrey, what are your findings?
I think she was just answering
on second thought,
okay,
you might
okay,
be
wait,
right
wait,
that she's
Tabo
different.
Knows me, right? So Tabo and I spend, because we work together, we're like, no jokes, I think we spend more the week with
but
one another.
But Tabo is not me.
No, but Tabo can vouch for me. Tabo. Mm-hmm. Do you agree, if there was anything you didn't agree with my aunt, you may...
Tabo, before answering...
You may say she's lying.
Before you answer...
No, wait, let's let Jeffrey finish first, and then when it's my turn, I'll explain.
Yeah, according to her answer, it's like she's different, but the way I'm thinking is like she was just...
It might be...
Yeah, you know.
Well, I'm lost.
Isn't there might be fake just there?
Oh, isn't I was lying?
Yeah.
To sound good?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeffrey thinks that.
Okay. Glory? So he thinks I'm a liar, basically.
No, not a liar, but...
no,
but
a liar.
Liars lie, you know? No, I'm joking.
I'll start by saying I feel like we set ourselves up because I already knew the whole outcome. But anyway, going back to the point of the show. Yeah, I guess you do have maybe a few girly-type girl aspects, but for the most part, I feel like...
Liar.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like if it was up to you, you probably have more guy friends than girls. Like you seem like, you know, like in the movies, like those cowgirl types that are out there with horses and yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now for these last 30 seconds, I'm gonna give my thoughts. So it's Sash, right? She's definitely a girl. No, what I mean, like she's a girl.
Didn't think she was Tabo.
Yeah. But she's not your typical girly girl. She's what I call like your cool type girl. Which obviously don't say to her because I feel like she'll get a big hit. But yeah, she's like.
I'm not here right now.
Like more chilled. You know what I'm saying?
The out of the box type.
Out of. Yeah, out of the box. If you could put it like that. More tough. As in, yeah, if you shade her, she will shade you back.
As long as there's no muscles, it's okay.
Not that kind of tough.
Yeah, okay. I'll admit to that. I have the weakest arms on planet Earth.
You see, yeah, so she is a girl, but she's not your typical girl. But she's also not like your play sports, wear, you know what I'm saying? Wear punk clothing. And like, she's not over-the-top guy.
I'm not trying to be a girl.
She's not trying
yeah,
to be
so
a girl. Can I ask a question, though? How many, because like a lot of you have brought up the whole typical girl thing, right? Like, how many typical girls have you met?
Too many to remember.
Like, most females that you know.
Nah, so, man. With me, immediately when we think girls, like, I think of, yeah. Like, your bad thoughts are like gossip. You know, like gossip, fight, loud.
Loud.
Yeah. So, yeah. Soft, crying, that type of stuff. You know, you say something harsh and then instead of shooting back, she'll, you know, so stuff like that. I think it's those. That's my typical girl. Yeah.
And how many typical girls do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, like,
I guess.
Girls who aren't like cool with other girls until they meet them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a sister who, like, doesn't, like, if I say, hey, Sash, meet my sister, like, she'll immediately, like, look at you, like, like, out of nowhere. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah.
You guys have weird experiences with girls. I would just like
yeah,
to state
that's
that.
Not my experience, but, yeah.
Yeah, like, girly girls. I'm used to girly girls.
Okay. Yeah. I would just like to end the show off by saying that I highly respect all of the girls that take 2 hours to get dressed.
Yes.
Because I don't have the ability to do that. Like, it's not even a want. It's I cannot. I don't even have the skill. There is a skill. As much as you guys are going to, like, not agree with me here, you have to understand the skill behind getting ready for 2 hours. Just saying. Yeah. And then most of you like it when a girl does that because of the outcome. As
nice.
Everyone goes quiet. Ah, that was very nice.
But, you know, the prep. They're waiting.
No, you just tell her to be ready 2 hours. Never mind, it's fine. You know what? That's for another day. This has been The Shade. From us.
To you.
Fade to Shade.
Share a photo with us, send us your questions, or simply tell us what you love most about XFM on our WhatsApp line 084-628-6060. Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.